Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this is the week for veterans, and in honor of that, joining us once again, as she does every year, she always brings in some award winners from the Taos schools, Kelly Frank. How are you, Kelly?
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Always a pleasure to have you guys on the show, and today, through the course of the week, every day this week, we're going to hear a different speech put together by some of the kids from Taos School, right?
WKJC listeners, I think you will love the speeches that the seventh graders from Taos Area Middle School have put together this year. We were visited by five fantastic veterans early in October. All of the seventh graders interviewed them. And this week, Monday through Friday, we'll give you one speech a day. I think you're really in for a good show this week.
I think you're right. Now, Kelly, who starts things off for us?
Let's start out today with our own Megan Sykes.
All right. How are you today, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Now, Megan, before we start, how long did it take you to write this?
3 days.
3 days or so. So you put a lot of work into it. All right. And you ready to share with us your essay?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Words can't describe the experience I had on October 2nd, 2014. I met five of the most amazing heroes in the world. Let me introduce them. Mr. King, Mr. Mochte, Mr. Dennis Frank, Mr. Frederick, and Mr. Terry Frank. I absolutely loved how proudly each one showed up to tell their story. They are all, without a doubt, heroes. First, let's discuss Mr. Thomas King, who enlisted in the Air Force in 1971. He joined because he wanted to serve his country. He truly loves America. Mr. King was able to take his wife and two children along with him to most of the places he traveled. I bet he was happy about that. One place he didn't take his family, however, was Saudi Arabia, where he used aircraft made on a Skoda. How mind-boggling! One fantastic experience he had while serving was watching the STS-3 space shuttle launch off into space. What a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's amazing our small-town Taos contains such brave men like Mr. King. Next, let me introduce Mr. Neil Mochte, who was drafted in the Army in 1965. Being in the Army was one of the best times of my life, he stated. He was paid $67 per month. Each time he received this money, he sent it home to his family. He was in missile artillery. I can imagine his fearless face handling the missiles. He once handled 30-foot-long missiles, which unquestionably intimidated the Russians. On the side, he was also a barber. Mr. Mochte, I thank you so much. You have saved many American lives, including mine. Now I'm going to tell the story of another brave man, Mr. Dennis Frank, who was enlisted in the Army during the year 1967. He joined because patriotic reasons. While in the service, he had to eat canned food from 1952, which was 16 years old. I'm sure it tasted very weird. Mr. Frank was also a relief gunner, a dolphin and gunship flyer, and a POL. Mr. Frank absolutely has a brave heart and soul. Another courageous person in our small town is Mr. Terry Frank, who enlisted in the Navy in 1965, with one twin, two brothers, three cousins, and one neighborhood friend. An interesting fact about his parents is that they kept a map of the entire world, which had different colored stars on it. Each was a symbol for each child. His parents are unquestionably loving and supportive. Mr. Frank's parents must have had a lot of his color on the map because he's visited 23 countries. He's practically traveled the whole world. Once while in Japan, he was called up to the quarterdeck and was reunited with his twin brother. That must have been a heartwarming experience. Mr. Frank was well fed in the Navy. They gave him food like steak and lobster. Wow, I never knew they were giving such amazing food, but they definitely deserve it. Mr. Terry Frank has touched many hearts, including mine. Now I'm going to tell the daring story of Mr. Richard Frederick, who enlisted in the Navy in 1970. Mr. Frederick was a lieutenant junior grade. An astonishing experience he had was when he was in the South Pacific, he was able to watch the Apollo 17 land, which was the last shuttle to land on the moon. Isn't that incredible? As it was coming into Earth's atmosphere, he had two sonic booms. I bet that hurt his ears. Mr. Frederick was also a ship's doctor. Sometimes he'd work 18 hours a day. That must have been so tiring. Can you guess how many gallons they had to load a day? 450,000. It's unbelievable. Mr. Richard Frederick is also an honor guard now, which must be special for him. I have tons of respect for this courageous man. Thank you to the brave men that came into our school on October 2nd, 2014. Taos Area Middle School has tons of respect for you, and so does WKJC. It's a tremendous honor to have you come to our school. We certainly love having you here, so again, I'd be honored to give you another huge thank you. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to all the courageous veterans and the men and women currently serving in combat.
Very good, Megan, and thank you for joining us today and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and Kelly, thank you, and we'll be hearing interviews and essays all through the course of the week, won't we?
Sounds great. I hope you love what you hear, veterans.